What the? Oh, it's you! You gave me the shock of my life.
Did I?
What you doing, propping up the bar?
Waiting for you.
But it's nearly 2 o'clock. Why aren't you in bed?
Have a good evening, did you?
At the brandy, I see. What's the matter? Couldn't sleep?
And how were the licensed victuallers?
Oh, you know, same as ever.
Mickey there, was he?
Mickey? Oh, yes. You know Mickey.
Oh, that's odd.
What?
Because when I rang him this evening, at the Blue Boar, he was there.
What?
Serving behind the bar. And he knew nothing whatever about a meeting of the licensed victuallers.
Oh, you mean Mickey Walsh? I thought you meant Mickey Sullivan.
There was no meeting, was there?
What are you talking about?
Why are you lying to me?
I'm not.
Where were you tonight?
I told you.
You were with Jolene Rogers, weren't you?
Who told you that?
Is it true?
No. Of course. Who told you?
Eddie Grundy.
Eddie told you? Oh, well, come on. Eddie? You don't believe... I think I'll join you. Look, you know how Eddie feels about Jolene. Anyone else gives her so much as an admiring glance, she's ready to punch the lights out.
And that's what you gave her?
Do you want me to top you up?
An admiring glance?
Well, this is obviously some jealous fantasy of Eddie's. I mean, he has been a bit weird this past few weeks, hasn't he? Ever since they lost Grange Farm.
And the same goes for Clary, I suppose.
Clary?
And Betty? And Neil? What's their excuse?
What are you talking about?
Half the village knows.
Knows what?
Oh, for God's sake! Eddie came out with it here! In the bar! In front of the whole Friday night crowd!
What? But nobody's going to believe...
And it was perfectly obvious from the number of people who tried to shut him up that it's been common knowledge for weeks!
No! Can't be!
It's what they say, isn't it?
What?
The wife is always the last to find out. Well? Oh, come on, Sid. At least have the good grace to tell me the truth.
Look,